You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Mademoiselle, my masterpiece is served. He slid the plate in front of her, and she oohed at it, then turned to smile up at him. That looks delicious. Thank you, Simon. He floated to his seat and sat down across from her. You really know the way to a woman's heart. Cook her an amazing meal. She smiled and laughed, and for a moment, Simon wished he hadn't resorted to a love potion. Maybe it wouldn't have been needed. Let's dig in, she said. I could eat a horse. She picked up her fork and then stopped, her eyes narrowing. A bark, followed by whining and scratching at the bedroom door, startled them both. Simon tried to ignore it and stuck his fork in the halibut anyway, but another bark followed. I'm sorry, he said. He's probably just lonely. I walked him before you got here. Let me just go and make sure he's all right. Simon stood and turned back. Go ahead and eat. Enjoy it while it's hot. Amber's face softened. You're a good man, Simon. He glowed as he walked over to the door. He placed his hand on the knob and turned back as Amber spoke again. I think I'm in trouble, she said, raising a fork full of sauce-covered halibut to her lips. Why's that? Simon said, swinging the door open. You're too easy to fall for. The fork hung in the air, just about to disappear between those luscious lips. Simon's own mouth hung open. He couldn't wait to kiss them. Then pandemonium struck. With the door open, the beefy bulldog had an unobstructed view of Amber. He shot out of the bedroom, ran across the living room, up onto the couch, and then launched himself into the air. Simon watched as Amber's delightful smile disappeared, turning confused, then to open-mouthed fright. She dropped her fork as Max slammed onto the table, then lunged directly onto her in one leap. Plates went flying, glasses tumbled, and Amber fell backwards, her chair toppling as she tried to scoot away, but was knocked over by Max's bulk colliding with her. Simon couldn't see what was happening, only hearing the shouts and cries from Amber as she hit the floor, being mauled by Max. He ran to her, sounds of her dress being ripped apart tore into him. Oh, shit! He came around the corner of the table and saw Amber lying in the remains of the broken chair, struggling to get away from Max. Her dress was torn, exposing her breasts and hiked up to her waist, revealing she hadn't worn any panties. And atop her, Max was humping away on her chest. His claws left raw red marks on her exposed flesh and tore into the skin of her arms. He licked her cheeks, leaving long globs of slobber clinging to them. Simon bent over and grabbed the dog, lifting him off her. Max continued to thrust, his erect penis jutting from its sheath. Oh my God! Oh my God! Amber cried. Her chest was a mess of crisscrossed slashes, raised and swelling. Her face, too, began to swell. First her cheeks, then her lips, causing her cries to sound like, Oh my God! Instead of, Oh my God! Simon wrestled the air-humping Max onto the patio and slid the glass door closed. He turned back to Amber, who grasped at the table, her legs trembling as she pulled herself to her feet. She blubbered, spittle rolling off her swollen lips as he tried to take her hand and help her. She slapped him away, shouting unintelligibly as she reached up and touched her face, then her chest. Her whole body was having an allergic reaction. "Please, Amber, let me help you," Simon tried. She pushed past him, pulling at the torn flap of her dress over her exposed breasts and making for the door. Simon stood, paralyzed, watching her go. The door slammed shut and his stomach sank. He looked around the chaos of the room. The table was demolished, with broken plates, ruined food, and wine scattered from one end to the other. Just like his dreams of love ever after, completely destroyed. He caught a glimpse of blue fabric amongst the carnage on the floor, bent down and picked it up. He clung to it. It was a piece of her dress, a piece that... Max! Rage filled Simon. He turned to the patio and the dog that had ruined his night. He wanted to hurt him. On the patio, Max paced back and forth, whining and occasionally stopping to dry hump the air, his pink penis still protruding. Simon opened the door, glowering at the dog. You worthless mutt! Max ignored him and continued his panting and whining. Then a car horn went off, the kind that sounds when you unlock your car. Max perked up and bounded to the edge, looking down 4 stories to the street. Simon glanced where he was looking and saw Amber making her way to the car. One last chance. He threw his arms up in the air and shouted, "Amber, please wait!" At the same moment, Max took a few steps backwards and with one quick leap, jumped onto the bench, knocked over Simon's fresh herb garden, and hurtled himself over the edge of the patio, right in front of Simon. Amber looked up, seeing Simon, arms extended, and Max falling like a stone right beneath him. Even from 4 stories away, and with her face swollen so grotesquely she was no longer recognizable, Simon could see her horror-stricken expression. Max impacted with the concrete sidewalk only a few feet from Amber, showering her in a splattering of red rain. She stumbled backward, tripping in her heels and slamming into the side of her car. She stared up at Simon, who still had his arms extended, looking like he had tossed Max at her. She grasped at the car door and pulled it open.
"You're horrible!"
she blustered, opened the door, and disappeared. With a lurch, her car started and screeched out of its parking spot. Simon never saw her again.